All right, I want to talk with you in this episode about how to build a LinkedIn Live community like a friggin' boss.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
What is up? All right, so I've got a fun episode for you. I'm going to be joined in just a moment by Russ Johns. He's the host of Pirate Broadcast, where he shares interesting people doing interesting things. And I've been developing a nice relationship with him. In fact, we are walking over to lunch because he's Phoenix-based also, and the two of us are going to go grab some food. Russ, what is up?
What is up? Thank you so much for having me over.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's so cool. And it's really an opportunity to share some nuggets of knowledge and really build some relationships here on LinkedIn and also in person. You know, it's a little challenging right now, but we are making it happen and sharing some things that you're going to be really appreciative of in the future for LinkedIn.
So yeah, I agree. I think LinkedIn's a great platform. Grab your mask. Right, we're going to need this. Russ and I are going to grab sushi, and that also means that I, as a skin cancer survivor, I'm going to grab my big hat. All right, and my sunglasses. We're going to walk, Russ, like a block or so, maybe a little more.
That's perfect.
And we'll be off to the races, and then, you know, I'm particularly nerdy about LinkedIn. Like LinkedIn feels like such a valuable platform that feels a bit underutilized in this world today. Why LinkedIn for you? Like, why is that your place?
LinkedIn is one of the locations that I've gravitated toward and really have an affection for. I've been on LinkedIn since 2005, and one of the things that I've been able to do is build relationships with people all over the world, and it's real relationships. You know, I've shown up at some places and met people and connected with them. And it's amazing when you walk into an event that you've never been to, and all of a sudden people come up to you and say, "We're connected on LinkedIn." Yeah. it's kind of crazy. But the thing about it is that we really have to realize that right now it's one of the best ways we can actually develop relationships and make connections and stay engaged in our audience.
You know, Russ and I got started on LinkedIn together, and we just hit it off, had a real magical connection. And one of the interesting things is, in this COVIDian world where you can't go to conferences, you can't go and meet with prospects, LinkedIn kind of like absorbed that vacuum in our world, and it all just went virtual. And people like Russ do an amazing job at creating a community using LinkedIn Live, and I want to spend a few moments with him just unpacking what Russ does really well so you can start to learn from a wizard in action in the hopes that you can generate something rather similar. Russ, one of the things I noticed from your audience right away, like right when the show got started, is your audience was a legitimate audience. Like, they were legitimately engaged and interested in you. And I think a big secret there is you're also legitimately interested in them. True or false?
Absolutely, positively true, Todd. You know, that's one of the things that I think is going to be more important right now is driving the conversation and creating curiosity, you know, about the individual, about what they're doing and how they're doing it. Because right now, you know, we all need to be needed. We all need to be appreciated. And LinkedIn offers the opportunity to do that. And what I've done is not necessarily put parameters on the guests as much as kind of open it up to different people so we can actually see, well, let's say it's almost as if, you know, I can do that, somebody's doing that, I can show an example, I can share an example and draw people into that conversation.
Yeah. All right, so I love all of that because I got to witness it. If I didn't witness it, I might not have believed it. By the way, on our walk, we are walking by the largest privately owned shooting range in America. And you could see there are people waiting out in line for the store to open up, which just tells you the kind of climate we're in right now. I think that might be the most politically neutral way I could mention that. So back to our, it's kind of a trip as you walk by it, you know, it's like a reality check. And
absolutely.
Russ, what is it when you're building a LinkedIn community? Is it the, does the host in just have to have that level of curiosity with his audience, curiosity to develop a relationship with them, to find out about who they are in order for it to work and be authentic?
I think there's different shows for different audiences. You know how you've gone through the exercise of, you know, creating clients and business and having conversations with different people. You really have to be able to kind of react and respond to your audience.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I've discovered is my audience is pretty broad.
Yeah.
And I think it's the conversation that allows us to be engaging, and it's also the topics are always different. So we're I'm following the lead here. Yeah. So it's like walking through the parking lot.
Yeah.
And it's really about the idea of what is interesting to talk about, what is interesting to know about. And I think it's one of those things that we just have to realize that know your audience,
right?
Know the conversation, and make sure that you bring interesting concepts to the table.
Okay, but consistency is also vital, right? Consistency is vital. Let's spend a moment on that. I'd like to also talk about how you use LinkedIn events and what your process is like. So talk to me about consistency as we cross the street. We are friggin' jaywalking right now. And
fun-loving criminals.
We are criminals. So Russ, talk to me about consistency. What's the secret for you?
Well, when I was playing music actively, there was a period of about 4 years, every single day that I played music. And it got me into a rhythm. It set a tone. It set a message. And with the pirate broadcast, it's really one of those things that I just love getting up in the morning, having a great conversation. And for me, it's easy. And that's the secret, Todd, is you really have to make it simple and easy for yourself. And if I do it 5 days a week, and that's not for everyone. Some days, you know, it's, I'd like to go to sleep, roll over. And then once I have that conversation, it's so much, my days go so much better. And I just continue to do that every day and have great conversations and build relationships.
Russ, how do you use, you know, a lot of people don't even know about LinkedIn events, but how do you use LinkedIn events in order to promote your LinkedIn Live? Just paint that picture for us.
Well, events emerged earlier this year and
right around COVID time, like yeah. They nailed that.
Yeah, they nailed that. And one of the things we had to do is understand that sometimes the event is not necessarily as easy to access. So the strategy is create the event, promote the event, then streamline on the business page or your personal profile. And by doing that, it's much easier to pre-promote. With some of the tools, you know, you have to connect it. You have to make sure the connections are in place. And there's a whole strategy behind that. But the reality is showing up, being able to have something you can share. You know, if you're streaming on LinkedIn, it's one of those items that if you can share it out in an event, that gives you a link, an active link that you can actually get people up. And now they've released it to where you can actually see your audience. And once you have the opportunity to see your audience, then you can engage with those audience. Okay. You can send out micro content. You can snapshots, pre-program, video explaining what the event's going to be about, how it's going to be laid out, what the opportunities are, what you're going to learn, everything about it.
So I think part of the big key here is get comfortable looking into LinkedIn events, testing it, discovering what works well for you. Something I didn't ask you, but I just kind of like teased on it, was the consistency. And where I think I was going with the question is, does your show happen at a set time so your audience consistently knows and expects that? Or does the time vary?
My time is 7 a.m. Arizona time, year round, day after day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And every time we change times, which Arizona doesn't change times, then California is a little earlier. So the guests in California get there at 6. Yes. And I did that, you know, going back to the broadcasting days to be able to identify, I know when Russ is going to show up. I know when he's going to be there. If I can catch the show, I just have it on my schedule. I have it on my daytime, or I have it on my calendar. I know what to expect day after day. And also I can look at, see who's on the show and how I can connect with them. And if you're a pirate, you can connect with other pirates. It's a very open and engaging community like you've experienced. And just being consistent with that and allowing people the opportunity to know when you're going to show up or give them breadcrumbs to be able to show up every single time, day after day, is going to be the most powerful thing you can use in building a long-term show and a long-term presence on LinkedIn.
All right, Russ, where can people find out more about you and the Pirate Broadcast?
Well, as always, and as we're talking about, Todd, we can always be found at LinkedIn. Yes. Connect with me on LinkedIn. Follow hashtag Pirate Broadcast, all one word. Just follow the hashtag. A few other hashtags that I love that LinkedIn has involved and engaged in hashtags is kindness is cool, smiles are free. You'll track me down. And also RussJohns.com. So if you ever want to track me down, just all the episodes are there, all the podcasts, the promos, the transcriptions, everything else is at RussJohns.com.
Hey, one of the cool things is, a listener, you know that our kind of guy, the OKG, is the type of person we love to have on this podcast. And Russ is an OKG. He's very approachable. If he says reach out, he means it. When you engage with him, he will interact with you. It's a really rare thing in this world today to find people that have that curiosity and the interest to interact with their audience. Always fun to chat with you. Let's go grab some sushi. What do you say?
Awesome. Let's do it.
All right.